For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his wife Peng Liyuan will meet three generations of the British royal family during President Xi's state visit next week. Chinese ambassador to the United Kingdom Liu Xiaoming said this visit will usher in a golden era of the Sino-British relationship. Liu said Queen Elizabeth, the Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince of Wales, the Duke of Cambridge, and other royal family members will meet Xi Jinping. The ambassador introduced that a wedding ceremony, a state banquet hosted by the Queen, and a banquet in the City of London, along with a 103-gun royal salute will be staged for the president. Liu said Xi Jinping will deliver a speech to the British Parliament and have talks with Prime Minister David Cameron. Xi Jinping and Peng Liyuan will also visit Cameron and his wife Samantha at Chequers, the Prime Minister's country residence in Buckinghamshire. Liu Xiaoming said the president will visit several universities and colleges during his visit. China will lift price controls over basically all goods and services in competitive sectors by 2017. By then, government said prices will only exist for key utility services, public good programs, and network industries featuring natural monopolies such as electricity and water supply. The State Council said that by 2020, China should have a sound pricing mechanism in which the market plays a decisive role, rational and transparent pricing regulations, as well as a well-enforced anti-monopoly law. Through the pricing system reform in recent years, price controls over medicine, telecommunications, and transportation have been relaxed. China and Indonesia have signed an agreement to launch a joint venture for a high-speed railway linking Jakarta with the West Java provincial capital of Bandung. Consortiums from the two countries negotiated the cooperative deal earlier this month and finalized all aspects of the project. It's been confirmed that the high-speed railway will not be financed by state budgets or guaranteed by any government. The project, which is expected to be finished within 3 years, will cost some $5.5 billion. Two suicide blasts at a mosque in northeastern Nigeria's state of Borno has left 14 people dead, mainly worshippers. The bombers hit the mosque on the outskirts of the city of Maiduguri, capital of the Borno state, on Thursday. Two suicide bombers detonated their IEDs in and outside the mosque, causing the building to collapse. The two suicide bombers are among the casualties counted. Thursday's attack is the second deadly incident to hit the northeast city of Maiduguri this week. The militant group Boko Haram has been blamed for the attacks. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter has said keeping 5,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan into 2017 will be enough. This comes as President Barack Obama has announced plans to keep 5,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan into 2017. Obama says the U.S. also will maintain the current 9,800 forces through most of 2016. Obama said the U.S. troops in Afghanistan will remain focused on training Afghans in counterterrorism operations against remnants of al-Qaeda. Echoing Obama, Carter said counterterrorism will be a part of the enduring mission in Afghanistan. China has imposed a total of 6.6 billion yuan, or $1 billion U.S. dollars, in antitrust fines involving 10 cases so far this year. China is currently working on antitrust guidelines for the automobile industry and will step up antitrust law enforcement in the future. The country imposed a record fine of 6 billion yuan in February on mobile chip maker Qualcomm following an antitrust probe. Qualcomm was found to have abused its market dominance, charging discriminatory fees in the Chinese market when licensing mobile chip technology. Official data has been released saying that China's fixed asset investment hit 1.8 trillion yuan, or 285 billion U.S. dollars, in the first 9 months of this year. The country's top economic planner has approved over 80 transport infrastructure projects with investments of nearly 1 trillion yuan here in China in the January to September period. The central government aims to use the investments in public transport to boost its economy and balance regional development. In addition, nearly 20 billion yuan have been invested in high-tech and information industries. Foreign investment in China has risen 9% to $95 billion in the same period. Chinese mobile communication company China Unicom has inked a deal with its Cameroonian counterpart. The agreement has been signed by China Unicom and Cameroon Telecommunications to construct a submarine optical fiber cable linking Cameroon with Brazil. The almost 6,000-kilometer-long project is set to be operated by Huawei Marine Networks with an estimated cost of nearly $500 million U.S. dollars. The project is scheduled to be completed in 2 years. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.